That's not fair. Why can't it just be what I wish?
What is it you wish, my child?
Oh my God, who are you?
Terror Chase, I'm your fairy godmother. Now, what is it you wish?
Tonight's my senior prom.
Wonderful!
And I don't know, I was just wishing it could be like the movies, you know? Like I could have someone incredible to go with. And when I walked in, everyone would like look at me because they were in awe and I looked so beautiful and everyone would talk about it forever, but it's just not like that. Nothing is like that.
Not to worry, my dear.
Oh my God, this dress? I look like an Instagram model.
And you'll need an escort. Who's this little fellow?
Oh, that's my dog, Potato.
There you are.
Whoa, Potato.
I'm Potato.
And finally, the vehicle. Do you think anyone would miss that lawnmower outside the garage tonight?
Oh, no, my parents aren't even home. Oh my God, this is incredible, all of this. Potato, the limo, thank you.
But of course, the whole reason I became a fairy godmother was to help kind souls like you.
Oh shit.
Tara, language.
Tara, you ready?
Who's that?
No one, never mind.
It's certainly not no one.
Tara, hey, awesome limo. I thought we were taking my car. Who are these guys?
These are my friends. This is Althea, and that is,
I'm Potato. We've met. Okay, are you guys riding with us, or...
Greg, stop. You always knew this was a maybe.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Who's this boy?
I'm Potato.
No, not you. This boy.
I'm Tara's prom date. At least, I'm supposed to be.
Tara, is this true? Why did you call me if you already had a date?
Okay, sorry. I'm sorry, Greg. I said I would go with you if no one better came along, but you know what? Someone did, so...
This is really unkind.
Okay, you know what? I'm sorry, but I just want this one night to be magical, like it's supposed to be for everyone, and not just like a big old fat disappointment. Okay, let's go, Potato.
Tara, wait! I'm very disappointed in you. This is not what wishes are for!
Consider the trope of the fairy godmother. She can grant you anything you wish with the wave of her wand, but what if she doesn't agree with the moral implications of said wish? Does she have any obligation to only grant good wishes? I'm Jonathan Mitchell, this is The Truth, and today we'll meet a fairy godmother who decides to take a stand.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
And now back to Fairy Godmother of Justice.
Crickets! What a disappointing young woman.
Tell me about it.
I'm sorry, my dear. Gregory, was it?
Yeah, it's okay. It was stupid to get my hopes up.
No, it's never stupid to hope.
I just wish that I could...
What do you wish, Gregory?
Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Listen, I'm not really supposed to do this since you're not one of my children, but you seem like a nice boy. And you've had such a rotten night. Gregory, I am a fairy godmother.
For real?
For real. And it would be my pleasure to grant your wish tonight.
I wish for sex.
What?
With Chloe Ashford.
No, okay, well, I can't magic a girl into having sex with you. She's a person with her own agency.
Fine, then make me someone as hot as Chloe Ashford and I'll have sex with that.
No, that's not going to happen.
You said I could wish for anything.
Something hopeful or noble, not creepy, you unsettling young man.
Whatever, old witch.
Excuse me?
You probably can't even do magic.
You horrible boy. You do not deserve a wish. You deserve to be the little rat you are. So there! Oh, fudge.
And the boy's memory has been wiped, so no lasting harm done.
Thank you. I'm sorry about the whole thing. I know I went too far. I just got so angry.
Oh, I don't like that word.
Sorry.
Couldn't matter less. It's important we express ourselves, even if what we express is, well...
anger?
Oh, there it is again. How can we help? After all, we are here to serve you, so you are well-equipped to best serve those sweet godchildren.
Well, first of all, thank you for asking.
Of course.
You know, this is my first decade at this, and I guess I had it in my head that I'd be granting wishes to deserving people. You know, changing lives. And the reality has been very, very different.
Hmm. And in your mind, what makes someone deserving?
You know, someone kind, in need of a pick-me-up, who uses their wishes for good reasons.
I hear you. I hear the words you're saying to me, and I thank you for sharing them. I thank you for saying the words that you're sharing with me. This is super helpful feedback.
So, what does that mean exactly?
This feedback will be taken as valuable by me and passed on to the correct channels who will hear it as well and value it.
Oh.
You're buzzing. A lot of caffeine for a Tuesday.
Hey, Oswald. Good to see you.
How's it flying? I heard about that rat boy blow up.
Yeah, not my finest hour.
What do you mean? Finally we got proof. You're fairy.
Come again?
Well, you know, you're normal.
I guess. That boy was just so rude.
Hey, you don't have to explain it to me. I stopped caring decades ago.
Yeah, well, I haven't stopped caring.
Oh, really? What's stopping you? The bratty kids? The supportive colleagues?
Actually, Oswald, I just got out of a meeting, and I felt...
Listened to? Huh? Heard? You got buzzworded, babe. Trust me, I've been doing this a long time. Hey, bud, two shots of espresso.
Yeah, well, I may be newer to this whole game, but, you know, I still think I can make a difference.
Why bother? Thanks. Here, have a shot.
I'm good.
You want my advice? Best way to get through this job, stop caring. Stop trying to be a force for good and just have fun wherever you can.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the advice, but I do care. I will care. Maybe not all godchildren are deserving, but I can still give them what they deserve.
Huh? Whatever. Just don't expect things to change because they won't. Hey, look at that. Time to go grant a wish. Make a difference. Anyway, welcome to the club.
Hey, I don't accept the welcome. I'm not part of your club. I'm starting my own club. A club of justice.
I wish I had the face of a 19-year-old again.
And why might that be?
Betty Towton thinks she can flirt with my husband. I'll screw hers.
In that case, consider your wish granted.
What did you do? I'm covered in acne.
I wish I didn't have that ugly streetlight at the end of my driveway.
You realize it's there to help keep drivers safe. It's a school zone.
It's an eyesore.
Fine.
Wait a minute, where's my driveway?
No driveway, no streetlight at the end of it. You're welcome.
I wish I was the valedictorian.
Did you do the work to be valedictorian?
Okay, no, but here's the thing. I've just been, like, really busy, and my parents have been, like, on my case about a whole bunch of, like, college... Look, I have... the greatest idea for a speech.
Fine. You're valedictorian. You no longer go to your high school, you're homeschooled, and top of your class. Congratulations.
Wait, what? Could say that again?
Fairy lady, you came back.
Tara, again?
Yes, me again. Thank you. It's so good to see you.
So how was the prom?
Oh, yeah. You know, I wanted to say I'm sorry about before, about, like, prom.
You are?
Yeah, that was not my best. I really wanted a perfect night, and Greg is kind of a creep.
Yeah, I guess he is.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry I disappointed you.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, and for what it's worth, I had a really good time.
You did?
Yeah, Potato was, like, the best date. Everyone loved him. He did, like, this whole, like, conga line. Look at, I have a video on my phone.
Go, Tara! Go, Tara! That's right! Break it down!
That looks very fun! And that Greg, he is a bit horrible.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm sorry, Tara. Maybe I judged you too soon. What is it you wish for today?
Alcohol.
What?
I wish for alcohol. I'm having a graduation party next week, and I said there'd be alcohol, but I tried like 4 different places, and I got carded every time.
Here. Here is your alcohol.
This is like medicine or whatever.
Yes, it's antiseptic. You wish for alcohol, I give you alcohol. Though I wouldn't recommend drinking it.
Okay, is this a joke? Because I really need this.
Oh, and I'll be making sure local law enforcement drives by this house every 15 minutes for the rest of the night. Have a fun party, Tara.
Oh my God, you are like so judgmental. Why are you even doing any of this if you don't want to help me?
I do want to help. It's all I've ever wanted. I want to help selfless people who are using their wishes for good.
What does that even mean? People don't wish selflessly. We wish for what we want.
This might be a shock to you, Tara, but some people are not quite so self-absorbed.
Give me a break. Even Cinderella asked for, like, a ball gown so she could hook up with a prince. It's not like she wished for a cure to cancer.
Cinderella was a young woman in a lot of pain.
Hello? Have you met my life? Let me introduce you. It sucks.
Tara.
But you don't care about that, do you? You don't want to actually get to know me or help me. You just want me to be this perfect, stupid, cutout girl like everybody else.
That's not.
God forbid I'm not perfect or else you just write me off.
That is not true.
Don't worry. I don't need you. I have friends. I have a party, and it's going to be really cool with or without your help. So why don't you just go away?
I'd like to. You think I want to be here with you?
Then don't. I don't need you. Go be somebody else's fairy godmother.
That's not how it works.
I don't care how it works. I don't want you here. I wish you were gone. I wish you weren't my fairy godmother anymore. I wish you weren't anybody's fairy godmother.
You know what? Me too. Because then none of you would get any of your selfish wishes ever again. Oh, fudge.
We'll find out what happens next in just a moment. But first, now, there's a lot of people who see therapists in this world. You know, we don't really talk about it very much, but a lot of people go to see therapists. It's very common. And there's all kinds of reasons a person goes. You know, sometimes they're feeling depressed. Sometimes they're struggling with relationships, or they have difficulty sleeping, meeting goals. Well, our podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. And BetterHelp offers online professional counselors who can listen and help. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. And our listeners get 10% off their first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/truth. That's betterhelp.com/truth. Get matched with a BetterHelp therapist and get started. I recently got sent a pair of headphones from Master and Dynamic. They're really beautiful headphones, and they sound amazing. And these are wireless headphones. They work great. They look really cool, and they feel really comfortable on your ears, you know. And you can hear this podcast in a whole new way, or your music, or any other podcast, but it's definitely an upgrade to your listening experience. Visit MasterDynamic.com now through November 15th, and use the code TRUTH for 15% off your new pair of headphones so you can start listening. Exclusions apply. And now back to Fairy Godmother of Justice.
So anyway, I didn't mean to grant her wish. I was just caught up in a moment of...
Oh, don't say it.
Sorry. Anyway, is there anything we can do to reverse it?
Great.
Is that a yes?
The thing is, this isn't the first...
problem?
...that we've had. is it? So maybe we should look at this as an opportunity to take some time and reassess if this is really the right path for us.
You're not going to help me, are you? You can't say no, can you? Well then, who needs you?
Oh, I remember this one time this guy wanted me to mute his neighbor's baby. Oh,
seriously? God.
I told him it seemed pretty harsh for a baby, but he said he really needed the sleep. What an asshole.
Oh, my God.
Once I actually did get a nice gig. Wished for an extra hour every day to study. She was in grad school, thought that would make the difference. Oh. 1 hour. So cute. I had high hopes for her. She dropped out. Ugh. She ended up using the extra hour to spy on people.
Oh, yeah,
she found out her boyfriend was cheating on her.
Oh no, the poor kid.
Hey, what about you, Althea? Tell us about the girl, the one who wished you out of a job.
Ooh. I don't know.
Must have been some brat. You're there trying to grant her wishes. She wishes you out of a job.
Yeah, you know what? She really wasn't so bad.
Oh, you're too nice. Come on, come on. This girl got you fired over what?
She was trying to throw a party, and she wanted me to magic her alcohol, but I gave her antiseptic instead.
Oh, that's great. I'm going to remember that.
And then we started arguing, and things just...
Last call.
No.
Damn, we've officially closed down the street.
Well, we should probably call it a night anyway.
Hey, you know what we should do?
What?
We should go to that party.
Tara's party?
Yeah, you know, we should go party crash. Show those brats how it's done.
That's what I don't know. I don't
Come
think
on,
that's...
the kid got you fired. Least she could do is get you a drink. Come on, I'll transport.
I suppose.
This is a party. I guess she found alcohol.
Yeah, look, Oswald, this doesn't feel right.
Oh my God, fairy lady? What are you doing here?
Hi. It doesn't matter, but since we're here...
We're here to partay.
What?
Yeah, you heard us. It's our turn to have fun.
That's why you're here?
Technically, yes. But now that I am, maybe you and I, you know, we could talk.
Excuse me, no. I'm, like, in the middle of something here.
Tara, look, I hope you know that I really do care about you.
Okay, whatever, that's fine. I have to get more chips.
Why don't I help you?
I don't need your help.
Okay.
Babe, let's dance.
I don't want to dance, Oswald.
Your loss.
Hi, Potato.
Hey.
Gregory.
Yeah, wait. Have we met?
No. Tara's mentioned you.
Cool. You in college?
What?
You look a little older. I thought maybe you were in college.
That makes sense.
You with that guy over there?
That's how Oswald does it!
We came together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Get it off,
dude. Do that.
Yeah.
Hey, is it fun? College?
Sure.
I'm kind of freaking out about it. You know, I don't really know if it's for me. I don't know what I want to do or anything.
There was only one thing I ever wanted to do.
So, are you and that guy, like, together?
Are you gonna drink that?
Yeah, I was. It was... Oh.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
Maybe it's good you don't know what you want to do, you know? Because even if you work really hard and get what you want, it won't be that great. And then the letdown of it not being that great might drive you to start doing crazy things. That seems absolutely fair in the moment, but lead to you being fired. Which is okay, because you hated your job, so it's okay.
Are you okay?
But now what? There are only so many jobs these days. Are you going to take up tooth fairying? Kids' teeth are so gross. I don't want to be a tooth fairy.
Wait, why are we talking about tooth fairies?
No. Tooth fairies. You're ferrying the teeth from human to fairy. And you wouldn't believe what we're doing with all those teeth. You want me to tell you?
Who are you?
I can't tell you. Not even if you wished. Because I'm not a fairy godmother anymore. I'm not. Oh, God, I feel sick.
Althea, you having fun?
No, I think I'm gonna go.
Don't leave. The party's just getting started.
Oh, my God, what are you still doing here?
I'm just leaving.
Oh, no, we're not. Not yet. You owe my friend an apology.
What?
It's fine.
No, come on, Alf. Let's have some fun. I said, you owe my friend an apology. So, apologize.
I owe you an apology. I'm sorry.
For what?
For being a brat.
Oswald, stop.
Come on, it's just a little fun.
Hey, everybody. Everybody, I want to apologize for being a brat. I'm sorry.
Stop it, Oswald.
I'm giving her what she deserves, Alf, like you want it.
I don't want this.
I promise I'll be better in the future. I'll be good.
Tara, are you okay?
Is that the rat boy?
Yes, but you turn him back right now. I mean it.
Fine, it's no big deal.
What the hell?
Relax, I do this all the time.
You do?
You just have to wipe their memories when you're done.
I'll be good.
Tara, it's okay. You can stop.
I'll be good.
Oswald!
Oh, come on. I thought you weren't a goody-goody anymore.
I said stop. They're just kids.
You mean brats.
No, I mean kids. I may not be a fairy godmother anymore, but I'm not just gonna stand here and let you bully my kids. Leave my kids alone!
I'll be good.
Fine. Never mind then. I was just having fun. I'll leave.
Good.
Hey, have we met?
I don't think so. Tara, are you okay?
Who was that guy?
It's okay. You can come down off the table now. Here, drink some water.
Thanks. What just happened?
That was Oswald. He's kind of a big bully.
Oh. Okay.
It's okay, Tara. Don't cry. Come with me. Come in the bathroom. It's okay. Come. It's private. Come. Tara, I am so sorry. This is all my fault.
He's right, though. I'm not good enough.
No. No, listen. You're great.
It can't do anything.
Can't do anything? What do you mean? Look at this party you threw all by yourself. Although, officially, I still don't approve of the alcohol.
Yeah, I guess.
If anything, I'm the one who's not good enough. I was so focused on how I wanted everything to be, not you at all. I'm sorry, I wasn't a very good godmother. Occupied!
You know, it wasn't all bad. I mean, I really did have a nice time at prom.
Hey, that's great, Tara.
Yeah, and Potato and I have never been closer, so that's... thank you.
That's nice.
Why did you... I mean, back there, I was so mean to you, but still you... Thanks.
Of course.
I mean, it was, like, absolutely your fault that he was even here, so I don't know why...
I know.
But thanks for helping me.
Hey, I'm a fairy godmother. That's what I'm here for.
To hear more original stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is thetruthfiction. Fairy Godmother of Justice was written by Mary McDonnell and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. It was performed by Blanche Ames, Lita Darmian, Drew Riley, Thomas Whittington, Brandon Zellman, Joel Bernstein, Mary McDonnell, Louis Kornfeld, Nicole Hill, and Amy Warren. The Truth is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX. We're a network of independent, listener-supported, artist-owned podcasts. And you can learn more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. Our associate producers are Nicole Hill and AC Lamberty. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia.